Roland Emmerich's latest epic series, Those About to Die, takes viewers on a thrilling journey through ancient Rome, reminiscent of Game of Thrones, but with a twist of chariot races and gladiator battles. The show, starring Anthony Hopkins as Emperor Vespasian, promises to be a visual feast for fans of historical dramas and action-packed entertainment. The highly anticipated TV series Those About to Die, directed by Roland Emmerich, has been described by many critics as a blend of the Olympics and the hit fantasy series Game of Thrones. Set in ancient Rome, the show delves into a world of bloody battles and decadent orgies, with Anthony Hopkins delivering a commanding performance as Emperor Vespasian in his final days. Emmerich, known for his blockbuster films such as Independence Day and The Day After Tomorrow, embraces the comparisons to Game of Thrones, stating that it was an inspiration for his first foray into television. That was the goal. To make the series as big as possible and to have even more action, he emphasizes, clearly excited about the project's potential to captivate audiences. The series follows the Emperor as he must choose an heir between his two sons, Titus, a budding military general, and Domitian, a strategic politician. However, the main action takes place in the depths of the Circus Maximus and the Colosseum, where the underbelly of Rome gathers to bet on thrilling chariot races and brutal gladiatorial battles. The show promises to transport viewers to a world of intrigue, power struggles, and spectacular displays of athleticism and violence. As Rome teeters on the brink of a new rebellion, starving citizens turn against the imperial family. To divert attention from the growing unrest, the authorities organize lavish sports games to appease the masses. It's primarily a sports series, Emmerich explains, highlighting the show's unique focus. There are moments where the characters develop their story arcs, and there's drama, but it's mostly about the excitement generated by the sport. Fittingly, the series is being streamed on Peacock in the United States, which is owned by NBC, the official broadcaster of the Olympic Games. This strategic partnership underscores the show's emphasis on the spectacle and competition of ancient Roman sports. In France, the series debuted on Amazon Prime last week, making it accessible to a wide international audience. To coincide with the start of the Paris Olympic Games on Friday, the production launched a massive marketing campaign at Comic-Con in California. Peacock went all out, recreating a scaled-down version of the Circus Maximus, where curious attendees can experience the thrill of chariot racing firsthand. Miniature chariots, propelled by mechanical horses, allow fans to immerse themselves in the world of Those About to Die and feel the excitement of the races. Despite the circus surrounding the series, one notable absence from the press conference was Anthony Hopkins himself. However, his presence on the set at Cinecittà Studios in Rome left a lasting impression on the director and the rest of the cast. Emmerich revealed that he sent Hopkins the script without really believing he would say yes. But the Welsh actor, passionate about history, enthusiastically accepted the role. At a high price, but still, the director joked, hinting at the star power Hopkins brings to the project. "I had so many good discussions with him about Rome and all the culture of the time. He's a real fan." Hopkins also offered valuable advice to his co-star Jojo Macari, who plays Domitian, the emperor's younger son. He encouraged Macari to deliver his lines damn loud, urging him to come forward with confidence, confront me, come and yell in my face. Macari recounted the experience, clearly in awe of working alongside the legendary actor. With AFP.